Welcome to the Rewired Podcast. Today's intro will be a little bit different as I'm typically introducing my guest. My guest today is Jeremy Hoffman. And during the recording of our podcast, we had all types of technical difficulties with video and audio. The platform went down as we were talking about healing the collective consciousness. Things were getting kind of wonky. So I'm just introducing Jeremy now, and then I'm going to cut into the part of the podcast that I was able to retrieve. Jeremy is a very busy man who is doing incredible things. He has an incredible story of overcoming so many challenges in his youth. He's building an ecosystem to impact the world. He's a founder, an investor, a speaker. I met Jeremy while sharing roles on a panel with our good friend Lee Davey, and I was so impressed by his enthusiasm, his wisdom, his heart, all the things that he's doing. So without further ado, I will patch this now into the part of the podcast that I was able to retrieve, and I do hope and expect to be able to redo this again with Jeremy sometime in the near future. When I spoke with Jeremy, he was working in LA, creating an incredible work-live space to enhance consciousness, something the world has never actually seen before. So he's a very busy man. I'll get him again later, but here it is. All right, here we go. Yeah, so collective awakening. So I wanted to ask you, brother, it's interesting. You talk about waking up and you talk about this moment where you feel this sort of surge of energy. Then there's suddenly a shift in the way you see the world, the way you see yourself fitting within the world. That could have been potentially triggered as well through the psilocybin and mushroom experience. And for myself, plant medicine has been a massive tool in terms of creating deeper awareness and understanding my connection to the world and understanding higher levels of consciousness. But I'm meeting more people all the time who appear to be waking up. And it seems that in humanity that we are evolving consciously. And I feel that to survive and thrive as a species, that this is the only direction that we can go. What are your thoughts on that? And what do you feel around that? And I've also heard you use the term quantum healing, which is very fascinating as well. So maybe you could tie that in as well.
Sweet. Yeah. The word quantum more and more. I'm in a documentary that comes out in January that talks all about quantum. One of the projects that I'm building right now is called the Quantum Wellness Spa. So yeah. Hopefully I can articulate that. And I'm curious, have you heard of the term walk-in before?
Walk-in.
A walk-in?
No.
It's not necessarily something that I am fully resonant or not resonant with necessarily, but there is a term of a walk-in where someone was a certain way and then their awakening just kind of boom, like hits them. It's as almost as if a new soul comes into the body and that old soul leaves the body, a walk-in. And maybe if this inspired anything in you or someone else, I'm sure you could find all kinds of people who are much more connected to this term than I am, but that felt very accurate for me and also not necessarily, because I felt still very connected to who I was, but it was almost as if who I was died, like very, very real. Like it was just, I didn't want to like push and suppress who I was, but like where I was and where I am feels like two completely different worlds that I didn't think that I would ever work through in my lifetime, let alone younger in my age and like in a very short period of time. So something happened. I don't know how to quantify it or explain it. Something very radical and very powerful happened. And from there, my life was never the same. Now, to answer your question, I do believe that there is, we could call it an awakening or ascension process. And I believe that this has been going on since the beginning of time. I do believe that we are in a perpetual spiral motion of increased vibrational resonance and energy. And what I know to be true for me is that everything is energy. We are these electromagnetic fields, and our earth is, there was a stat, and I might butcher it, but like how many times the lightning is hitting our earth is like an insane amount per second. Like we are an electric, energetic environment that's all around us, and everything in the world of energy is interconnected. This is where we get into the quantum. And so when we think about, you know, someone like Jesus Christ or Buddha or some of these, you know, Ram Dass or some of these other, you know, teachers, leaders, examples, right? We think about someone who's been able to tap into a frequency or an energy beyond themselves, where they're pulling this message or these messages through, and they're then able to share that message with many people. And, you know, if you, I'm not sure that everything in the Bible is 100% factual, and yet this Bible has shared incredible insight for hundreds, thousands of years. That's, I believe, in some cases, very positively impacted people's lives. And as we increase our abilities to share information, we're not just, you know, images on the side of a cave or these massive structures or these books made of papyrus and then eventually paper. Now we have newspapers and we have radios and we have phones and we have television, which is a whole other thing. Television programming, that's a whole thing. But we have this ability to share information, to share inspiration, to share awareness, is like we're doing right here through this podcast, right here in this moment. And so we now have the ability to share information and education globally at the snap of our fingers. That is unprecedented. We've never been able to do that physically. I do believe in times much further behind, we were able to do this telepathically. We were able to send thoughts. We were able to send information. And I believe we still have access to that. Hence why I think it's important that while I'm a huge advocate of leveraging technology, we are working with the human technology that is innate inside of us, because ultimately the only way that we're able to create things on this planet is because we've been able to imagine it inside of our minds or in our imagination. And therefore we've been able to create a physical representation of that. Like the internet is almost identical to the mycelial network underneath most of our planet that shares all the nutrients. They are very different and also not that different, right? When we think about it, when we talk about sending prayer to someone on the other side of the world, that's beautiful. Now you can send them a text message. I encourage people to do both, because you can do both. One is an energetic and a spiritual, and the other is a physical representation. This is going to increase as there's going to be an AI version of me that knows how to talk and sound and look like me. It might be hard to distinguish the difference unless you could really feel my soul and my resonance. Again, is that horrible? No. There's going to be a time and a place where I write something and I want to give a presentation, and there's going to be times and place where I'm here as me, fully representing, fully tapped into what I would call source, to bring forth a message that is fresh, that is unique, which is a whole nother conversation. There's so many good things to talk about within inside of that avenue. But to get back to the point, we are energetic beings. And so someone has this experience that levels up their frequency, their energy, they're radiant. And then you put that person back into an environment, right? If they are able to maintain that frequency, they start to radiate this positivity, these perspectives, this awareness, they radiate it out. There was a vision that I had when I was in Thailand on this little remote island. And I'd had a little bit of cannabis and I'd done some breath work. And I was sitting in this hammock on the beach, tiny little island, like 7-hour boat ride south of Phuket on the west side of Thailand. And there was this image of this human. And they were sitting on this cliff over top of the earth, right? And it looked down at its hands, and its hands became like golden white light, right? And this light in the earth was rotating below, and maybe it was flat, but in my image, it was rotating. I'm not, you know, for those who have different perspectives, it doesn't matter to me. In this image, the earth was rotating and it was spherical, round spherical. And light started to drip from these hands, and a little dot would fall onto the earth, and it would expand a little bit more, and another drop would fall, and another drop would fall, until the entire, all these little dots had expanded until the entire earth was radiating this golden light. And so each one of those drops is like a person starting to have these awarenesses going back and radiating out, you know, in the biblical, those are sharing the message, you know, but we don't need to necessarily just share the message. It is emanating through our electromagnetic frequency that we are emitting from our heart. This is why people talk about love and gratitude, because acceptance, authenticity, I think is like at the highest, like being radically yourself. That is felt. And as you, as an example, are radically authentic to who you are, you actually create space for other people to be themselves. As you are yourself, you create space for people to be themselves. And while we can go into the energetics and the ascension and all these things, I just think that it's more people being more of who they really are. And that is creating an awakening that's been going on, but we're hitting this point of compound, this point where the momentum is starting to build up, where we're integrating these lessons and these teachings from people that have come long before us, and now we're able to distribute them. And is that, you know, because of technology? Of course. Is that because of where we're at in our Earth's evolutionary cycle? Of course. Is that where the sun and all the planets are? Of course. Because through the understandings of quantum physics and quantum, every single thing is interconnected, everything. And so it's not just because it's been prophesied. It's not just because Mars is somewhere over here and the sun's over there. All of that is contributing to this. And the what I want to bring in as an encouragement is, through this time, similarly in my own personalized journey, that increased awareness comes with sometimes darker moments because we're more aware of what's going on. And we're seeing a physical representation of that in the world with turmoil and challenges and decisions and things that don't make sense to us. We're like, no, like, how could this be happening? The good news is now you can see that that's happening. Thank God that we can now see that these things are happening, that it's not behind the curtain anymore. It's out for all of us to see. And I just want to encourage that perspective, because as we move through this, if we go into blame or shame of anyone or anything on this planet, we are not in the acceptance that this thing is happening, or that we're working through this to finally purge this inside of ourselves. You know, when you go through your journey, at some stage you're probably going to get to the body and there's detoxifications and there's traumas that are stuck throughout the body. And something that many of us will continue to go through is there's so much more energy coming in. We have to process it and keep our hygiene, you know, really tight, not just from, you know, our traditional hygiene, but our energetic hygiene. And I'll tell you, there's some spots in and around my heart where someone can, you know, barely touch, and I will cry like a little baby because of, you know, some love that I didn't feel, and I can't believe, and it hurts. All of it hurts. And guess what? After that, I feel more clear and more me than I could have ever imagined. And so while the world is going through these changes, and while we're increasing our frequency and shaking out that which is not in alignment with the highest form of authenticity, love, faith, gratitude, it might hurt. There might be physical pain. There might be tears. There might be loss. There might be grief. And that is also a beautiful part of this human experience, that we can, you know, it's happening for you still. You can still learn through that. And so that's like, you know, trying to summarize all of those different pieces into, you know, one little rant.
Yeah. Well, that was beautiful, Jeremy. I mean, thank you for sharing that. That's, you have a wonderful way of explaining something, telling a story, and then you always find your way back, which is beautiful. But yeah, that's incredible. There's a couple things there you share as well, like the walk-in thing I'd never heard of. I mean, you know, talk sort of like in the realm of upgrades and things as we begin to heal and let go, we start to open up to greater consciousness. But with everything being energy and information flow, you know, and going back to the beginning, life happens for us, not to us. I mean, it's so important for people to realize that when we're in those higher states of energy, we
attract those higher experiences to us as well, that just keeps the ascension going. So just, you know, talking about quantum and, you know, and as Joe Dispenza says, you know, creating from energy versus matter, and it's a daily practice. What is your daily practices that help you stay on track, continue to heal, continue to ascend, stay centered, overcome the many stresses that being an entrepreneur brings? What is it? What's your day look like? Or does it change from day to day?
This last year has been very fluid. I've been moving a lot, I've been changing, and it's been more challenging to really lock in something that's consistent as you're changing time zones and moving around and having different types of prioritizations come up. What is consistent, and I'll share what I'm doing right now, because I'm dropping into a really beautiful flow and structured flow right now. But what's always consistent is I always breathe, no matter what. I will always spend time breathing. To me, life is my meditation. And so it's like, I'm not too rigid with my practices and my routines necessarily. I'm bringing in some more rigidness or structure right now, because there's certain things that I want to really, you know, get back into my physical body and push myself. I'm feeling this desire to really, you know, make that something that I want to focus on. But it wasn't a focus for the last couple of years, because there was other parts of my being that I wanted to prioritize. So yeah, I'm probably the least traditional or least structured over this past year. I really allow my intuition to guide me into what I'm needing. So sometimes it's a 4-hour routine. My phone's on airplane mode every night, and then it stays on airplane mode till 10 o'clock. And I go for a swim in the ocean, and I go for a workout, and I'll journal, and I'll do breath work, and I'll, you know, do some creative process. Yeah. And the next day I could wake up at 6 a.m. and like look at my phone right away and get into work, because that's like what I needed to do that day. So it is very fluid. The past like week or so, I've been getting up at 5:30 and getting a really good workout in, doing some very consistent, like hardcore breath work. I recorded a breath work, 8 breathwork journeys with a friend of mine. Oh, it's Lee. Yeah, that's how we met. Like Lee David, yeah. Years ago. And we've barely ever distributed them anywhere. So I'm going back through and doing our breathworks. And like this morning, man, holy smokes. I forgot how hard we push people in our breathworks. So yeah, it was just absolutely incredible. And something else that's been really monumental in my life is I've done coursework through an organization called Masters of the Void. And I've done coursework on and off with them for about 4 years now. And, you know, sometimes that includes like multiple hours per day, every single day with, you know, you got to hit everything. And that fuses the world of quantum and energetic activations with embodied practices, unlike any other personal development that I've ever done in my life. And so, I'm not in a course right now. I just finished a 3-month course. Some of them are a couple of weeks. Some of them are 6 months, but they have definitely significantly contributed to my practice. And when I'm doing that, that's, you know, my practice as well. And another practice that I like every day is just being kind, talking to the person in the elevator, like talking to the barista, smiling at people, you know, like, you know, being kind, being curious about someone else's life. Like that to me is it. And then ultimately a daily practice of just being my best fucking self, yeah. Like being me, whatever that means. And remembering more of who I am every day. To me, that is the most spiritual practice. I just wrote a chapter in a book, and what I wrote about at the end was you can do all of the things. You can do the plant medicine. You can do the yoga. You can do breath work. You can do the Tony Robbins. You can do all the personal development stuff. But if it's not what you're like, if this not what makes you feel good, like if it's not like you and you'd rather just like play a video game, then maybe that's what you should do, right? I'm not saying you only play video games and you never do anything else. I'm just saying like be authentic to what really and really ignites you, and then find a way to make that integrated into your life. Maybe you don't like breathwork, but you like nature walks. And okay, so cool. Then don't try to force yourself to meditate on your couch. make the time and go for a walk in the forest.
Yeah.
That's your meditation.
Yeah.
And so that's why I don't say it's this way or the highway. To me, it's very like, do what you got to do to understand what you want to do in your life. And if you don't, start with what makes you happy. What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
For me, when I was getting in, I played a lot of soccer growing up and I, you know, got away from injury. So like when I was like, oh, you know, what am I going to do to, you know, work on myself? I went and played soccer by myself, or I'd call a friend, I'd kick a soccer ball around. That's it.
Yeah.
That is a spiritual practice. It can be that simple.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, man. And you touched on this, but the John Kabat-Zinn quote, the real meditation is how we live our life, I think is kind of summarizing what you say. And every moment is an opportunity to be present, to be grateful, to really connect to your heart and your joy, and you know, just be kind to yourself and others. So that's beautiful. All right, so I want to close things out by, you know, I wanted you to share a little bit about what you're working on. I know there's so many different things. You have incredible products, and you shared a little bit about a project you're working on right now. I'm a big fan of Matcha. Dr. Anthony Weil is one of the main guys that I first introduced me to Matcha. But can you summarize a little bit about what you're working on and how people can find you and your projects?
Sweet. Man, we got to get you some matcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send me your address offline
and beautiful.
I'll get some over to you right away. Yeah. So I'll track a little bit with the story, then I'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
If I were to pinpoint my pain point, a lot of it was due to stress, right? And my inability to handle or adapt to stress. And there's a lot of reasons for this. I'm not going to go into all those reasons, maybe on a different episode or something in the future. But stress and inflammation are some of, I would say, the biggest precursors to a lot of the dis-ease that we experience in our lives. And when there was a moment when I was 24 and the woman that I was with, you know, told me she didn't love me, and left after that was like the person that I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life. I sold my house. I had a company, sold that, let go. I had another construction company, let that just dissolve, finish off some clients. And I was like 24 years old, had a couple $100,000 in my bank account to my name because of some good, you know, real estate transactions and things of that nature. And I said, I'm only going to build or invest in companies that I truly believe are going to make the world a better place. And like, I didn't go to school. I didn't go to university. I'm some homeschooled Christian guy from a farm town in Canada. I didn't go to entrepreneur school. My parents are both immigrants. My dad came over with $500 to build, you know, a little greenhouse where he grows flowers. My mom's family came over from Switzerland. Like, I don't come from some background of business necessarily. I come from a background of hardworking people. That's it. And I said, you know what? I'm only going to build companies that I think are going to make the world a better place. That's it. I'm only going to invest in companies that I think are going to make the world a better place. And I've had the opportunity of starting, you know, like 10 companies in the past 5.5 years, some that have been exited, some that I still manage, some that were sold, some that have dissolved, some that failed. And all of them serve a purpose along my journey, something that I wish that would have been around that wasn't there, or I didn't know about it because, you know, I wasn't looking in the right spot. I didn't have the right information. I didn't have the right access. And then eventually, you know, I found my way. And so the first thing that I created, the one that's still most relevant and current is in my stress and my need for stimulants because my energy was so low. I needed drugs and caffeine, a lot of caffeine. You know, a big full thermos of caffeine every day, and then, you know, energy drinks and sometimes caffeine pills just to like function every day. And that was very detrimental to my health. Now, when I started to do more research, I helped advise and build this mental health app that focused on addiction that was launched during COVID that paired people at home that were struggling with addiction with, you know, professionals that were also at home with no job at the universities and paired them together to work with one another. I started to look at more data around stress and I was like, wow, it's very interesting. And I started to look around caffeine consumption, primarily coffee. And I was like, huh, the people that are drinking, this is a generalized statement. Everyone does what they should do for themselves. But based on my data, the people that are drinking more than 2 cups of coffee per day were also the most stressed out. Interesting, right? And when I start to understand what caffeine does, again, I still sometimes drink coffee, and there's a lot of good positive benefits of coffee. This is not a shame or blame or point a finger, but how caffeine operates is it blocks what's called adenosine. And adenosine is what builds up in your body and your brain that makes you feel tired, right? So like it builds up throughout the day. So if you've been up at 5 a.m., you're naturally going to start to get tired probably between 7 and 8 o'clock. And it's the adenosine that's signaling to your body that you're tired. Caffeine blocks those receptors. So when you wake up in the morning and you feel tired, what you want to do right away is you want to block the part of your brain that controls if you're tired or not, which is why people go and they drink their coffee. They don't feel tired anymore. But what happens 2, 3, 4, 5 hours later, as the caffeine, you know, starts to reverse itself, all of a sudden you start to feel this crash. Because why? You're actually realizing how tired and drained you actually are. And then you need some more coffee. Or a stimulant. And for those who like to go into some of the wormholes as well, it's like in the Industrial Revolution, what did we standardize? We standardized coffee breaks and smoke breaks. Why? Both of them are stimulants. Both of them every 2.5, 3 hours, because you go, you have your smoke break, your coffee break, you get focused, you get high amounts of productivity, and then you go home. And then you sleep, and then you wake up, and you repeat, right? It's highly efficient and highly productive if you want to be in that system, which I don't. And so I know this is really long-winded, but I wanted to tell the story. The first product that I, or one of the first products that I created, was a product called Not Coffee. So it's a coffee replacement where we solve all of the pain points of where coffee kind of lets us down. And, you know, we created this about 18 months ago. We're winning a lot of the best in show awards for this. So we're saying it's, you know, as far as we're understanding, like the best coffee replacement on the market. The quality of our ingredients, the uniqueness of the taste, the water solubility is truly something incredible. That's under a branch called Oasis Adaptogens. So we're creating, you know, natural-based supplements and products that help people regulate their nervous system, that help people feel more energy naturally without stimulation, which is so prevalent in our world. So that talks from like the consumer, what we put into our bodies. Through my personal, Jeremy J. Hoffman, on social media, .com. There's more and more around some of the personal developments and the concepts and the trainings that I've gone through around self-mastery, around the breath. And there's even some business content around how to actualize ideas into reality. So stay tuned. There's more and more. I have a lot on the back end, and it's just going to continue to drip for the rest of my life. I'm here to just provide as much value as I can, because I want to help people, and I want education to be free, so people can have that access to it. And yeah, we're building a really incredible spa. We have a series of spas. The newest location is just outside of downtown Los Angeles. It is going to be a revolutionary social wellness environment that creates a unique customer experience. You know, we're in LA, we're Hollywood, so we're bringing production to some of the most radical new biohacking, as well as the most ancient modalities that we know to be true on our planet for history. And so that will be opening, you know, early next year. So again, you can stay tuned through my page. And I mean, man, there's so many incredible things, but I encourage people to just follow me on socials, subscribe wherever, however you want to, and yeah, contribute, add value, stay connected with what we're building, because ultimately, while I've just shared a couple projects, we're creating an entire ecosystem that we believe is going to impact more than half the planet over the next 50 years. And so there is an interconnection of service-based businesses, accounting, legal, branding, you know, financing options, as we're really here to support the individuals into actualizing their visions into reality.
Wow, brother.
That's some powerful stuff. It's super inspiring, man. And yeah, I just want to acknowledge you for all of the things you're doing, and for, you know, the fact that you have that vision to do business that creates impact, and everything seems to be aligning with that. And those are some incredible projects. So timely, so necessary. But anyway, I really appreciate you taking time from your busy day today as well to share. And I'm a big fan, man. So thank you so much.
Awesome, Brian. Thank you for having me. Perfect. Cheers, everyone. Bye.